course. Were you disappointed with the result? Did you care about the result at all, or was it the bigger picture for the finals?
No, we always care. Yeah, I thought we started really well. It was a strong. I thought we had two really good quarters, which is the first and the third. Obviously, second quarter we struggled to find them and turned it over. Spoke about half time, just simplified it a bit. I thought we competed really strongly. And then obviously we struggled to get it out of our D50 in the last, and the crowd was roaring. So that was a bit tough for our younger group. But yeah, no, we always care. So, but clearly, we had the bigger picture in mind also.
Of the 12 players that came in, I thought Tabernet was very good. Was that a positive for him?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I thought he. I thought he really ran and worked hard. It sort of did his chances no harm. I thought, you know, Brady Gray, I think they had 68 entries in them. The last quarter had 22, and he probably had 80% of his time on a superstar in Chad Wingard. So I thought he fought on like a caged lion, really, didn't he? I thought he was pretty impressive. Performance to boo under all sorts of adversity. He just thought he competed, and which we knew he would do, so we're really pleased with that, obviously, as well.
Just on Tabernet, is he in contention now then for next week?
Well, everyone's in contention, but we need to go away in the cold light of day and work through who's available, who's not. We don't know our opposition yet. It's likely to be one, but we're not sure, so we won't cross that bridge until we come to it, and we'll assess it.
Do you have it in your mind, though,
Russ?
Your best
frontier? No, I've got a rough idea. No, it's always horses for courses. It's we need to go away and assess this performance. We'll review it, apply rigour to it, so our players can grow, and we'll keep it a normal week.
What was wrong with Zach Dawson?
Yeah, he's sort of ran around on Hogan the week before, and his groin's just... We thought they would settle, they didn't quite settle, so in the end, the doctors made the call.
Is he likely to play next week?
Well, again, he sits in that category. I mean, we'll just look about how many tall defenders we need. He's certainly available if he gets on top of his groins.
How well prepared are you to win premiership, do you think, Ross?
How well prepared? I think we're as well prepared as anyone. We've worked hard to get a double chance, worked hard to create a home final or two. So it's a new season. Everyone's been posturing for positions at this point. We find ourselves where obviously four teams like to be and can be, and we're one of them. So we really value that opportunity. But all it is an opportunity that we need to try and take hold of. So there's no guarantees for anyone.
You happy with your form, obviously, taking this game aside?
Well, our form's been good enough to finish on top of the ladder, so that's reasonable. I'll take that. It's ironic, you play the first game of the year against Port. Everyone's writing all sorts of stories about everyone, and as the bus went under, I thought, we've worked pretty hard to be on top of the ladder, can't lose that position, and it's a stark reminder how brutal it is, and Port's not there, and we are. So the only thing that got us there wasn't what anyone wrote or anyone felt or any emotion. It was just pure and simple bloody hard work. So we're a really hard-working team, so I'm confident we'll work hard.
I know it's difficult to compare seasons, but when you talk about hard work, would you say you worked harder than the previous years and when you may not have had the same fortune?
No, I think you've nailed it. How do you compare? Very difficult. Every year you work as hard as you think you possibly can. So, we've worked hard, but everyone's worked hard. And it's about working hard and smart, and everyone playing their role. And but the real season starts next week. This is all. No one remembers any of this.
Russell, Fife, Walters, and Valentine. Do you expect them all to be good to go next week?
No, that's the plan. Yeah, certainly that's the plan.
The 11 or 12 players that didn't play today. How
do
you keep them sharp this week?
Yeah, they trained this morning. They trained all week. Trained this morning. And they'll just join in. So, yeah, they work hard, but they didn't get the hits and the bruises.
Do you expect Fife to be somewhere near his best next week, or is it a bit of an unknown about?
Well, I expect every player to be near their best. That's a bit unknown on everybody.
But injury won't be the thing that holds him back. You think he's fit enough to produce what he
did? Well, I don't know. He needs to jump some hurdles. So he's not even picked yet.
John Griffin, does he have an injury? kept him out of
today? Yeah, he's injured.
And do you expect him to be available?
No, we're hopeful, but again, all of them that have been injured until I get the rehab report and been preparing for an AFL game. So give me the ones that I've got available, and I'll be in a disservice if I'm distracted and worrying about it as much as I keep an eye on it. All the energy's been into preparing like we normally would. Otherwise, those young players would be really disappointed in me today if I didn't apply myself.
Would you have liked Zach Clark to put his hand up a bit better today to give you
I haven't assessed his game. I thought he tried really hard under difficult circumstances.
Gareth Ibbotson, how have you seen his time forward and where he's likely to play in the finals?
Yeah, well, he's predominantly a backline player, but we're looking for alternatives up there. And it was another alternative to spend lots of time with because the ball's coming different ways and your blokes are running off you in different patterns and all that. So, look, I thought he had a couple of opportunities. I didn't think he was Wayne Carey today, though.
Can he play forward in the finals? Like, do you think he could be?
Yeah, anyone can play forward if you pick him there. It's about how effective you are. So, yeah, we'll probably continue that a bit, yeah.
Ross, can you just give us a line on Sydney for tomorrow's poker in case it's them? How would that sit with you as a challenge?
I don't understand the question.
Can you give us a line on the prospect of playing Sydney next week in case that's what it comes out to?
What sort of line?
How does it sit with you, the challenge of playing them in the finals?
Well, we're an anywhere, anytime team. That's what we do. We don't pick our opponent. The results pick your opponent. So, but we prepare for everyone in the same manner. But they're clearly a formidable opponent, as is everyone that sits in the finals. So we don't distinguish. Everyone's equal at this point. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.